只有一个会。
It's Christ living in his body.
就是基督住在他的身体里头。
And the Lord is praying for their unity of this body.
那么主的祷告呢，是说在他的教身体里头是合而为一的。
It goes against everything in us naturally.
这对我们天然来说，这是完全不相称的。
Back home in New York, I fellowship with my brother Christian Chen.
在纽约聚会里头，我是跟陈弟兄在一起的。
And a large number of saints gather with us.
还有许许多多其他的弟兄姊妹们。
We're all one in Christ.
我们在基督里是一。
But when I'm back in New York, I'm Chinese.
回纽约我就是中国人了。
That's a Guangdong Dina.
我是康登弟兄。
Although I notice in our congregation,
在我们聚会的弟兄姊妹当中
，Well, the Fujianese hang around each other, and the Taiwan Christians hang around each other.
我就有一个观察，就是福州来的粘在一起，台湾来的粘在一起。
But you see, Christ is not Wenchiangese or Taiwanese.
严格的说，基督不是温州人，也不是台湾人。
He's after something very big.
基督其实是包罗万有。
Something only he can do by his great work.
只有他可以完成这个大的工作。
Manifest us together as one in Christ Jesus.
把我们这许多不同的人在基督里面变成一。
Now there's a second question that's related to these things.
第二个问题。
It says, you mentioned that the work of God can't be understood unless we see he is the God of now. And Moses was whom the Lord knew face to face. Could you illustrate with more practical examples regarding entering into the Holy of Holies?
你的讲道里面提到这个神的工作没有办法被理解，除非我们看见这位神是现在的神。那摩西被神呼召，他与神面对面，在生命记34:10，那你能不能说明一下，有一些实际的例子关于怎么样进入至圣所？
There's a whole lot of questions there.
这问题好几个。
But let me start with this matter of the God of now.
那我第一个说明什么叫做现在的神。
His name is I am.
因为当他启示自己的时候，他说我是，就是现在是的，我是。
This is present tense.
这是现在是。
Not I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那一天他不是说我是从前你们亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那个时候的神。
I am here now.
我是现在，就在此刻。
Whenever we see the work of God, we see God present now.
如果我们要看见神的工作，那一定是看见神今天现在正在做什么。
Now we mentioned the fact that Moses was told, said by God to be faithful in all his house.
主为摩西做见证的时候是说他在神的全家全然尽忠。
And this involved this whole life that Moses had, a secret life with the Lord.
这个就包括他个人与神之间的那个秘密的交往。
So let's talk about the work of God. It has two parts.
神的工作有两个大部分。
First, the hidden part.
神隐藏的部分。
God is always working.
神一直在做事。
In your heart, in my heart.
他在你的心里做事，他也在我的心里做事。
All over the world.
全世界。
He is working in secret.
他在暗中做他的工。
In our hearts.
在我们人的心里面
bringing us to something
把我们带到某一个地步去
but what is that
那是什么呢
to an outward manifestation of the work of God
然后就做到能够彰显在外头神的工作
God does not want us Christians all to have a secret life But then there'd be no outward demonstration of the life of Christ.
所以你要知道神的工作不是单单在暗中工作，他要把这个暗中所做的有一天带到明处来，让世界能够看得见。
Now, many Christians receive a lot of teaching about the personal holy life.
我们很多的时候讲到个人的神圣的经历。
But God wants to use that life as we're joined together as the testimony of Jesus on this earth.
神却要把这些个人神圣的经历通通把它加在一起，变成一个整体，对这个世界来讲到基督。
What does that mean, testimony of Jesus?
什么叫做基督的见证？
It means that people can see Jesus on this earth.
意思就是说，在这个地球上，人可以看见基督。
Now the end is coming very soon.
我们知道这个 万物的结局近了。
And it says we're to preach the gospel.Of the kingdom as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒，当我们把耶稣基督的见证，这个天国的福音传到地极，然后末期就到。
Now it doesn't mean that everybody in every country is going to get saved.
这并不是意味着全世界的人跟全世界所有的国家都要得救，没有这个意味。
But it means in every country where the gospel is preached, there will be a testimony of Jesus in that place.
乃是意味着这个世界上所有的国度都有耶稣基督的见证在那里能够被人看得见。
Now for there to be a testimony, he has to be there.
如果你要做见证，你当然这个人必须在场。
When people come into your assembly where you live,
当人来到你们的聚会，你住就是你住的地方
，and they hear the worship,
他听见你们的敬拜
，and they hear what God has done,
他听见神在你们中间做的工作。
People from the outside should say, I see Jesus here.
他们应从外面来的人。他们能够做一个见证，我看见基督了。
Now is Jesus there in the midst of your congregation?
所以问题就是，耶稣在你们中间吗？
Unfortunately, according to the book of Revelation, in many churches, Jesus stands outside the church and he's knocking.
很不幸的，按照启示录七封信来看的话，很多的地方今天主耶稣在门外。
I knock. Who hears my voice?
主耶稣在门外敲门，说谁听见我的声音啊？
Now in Laodicea, this is a Christian church.
老底家的教会是一个基督徒的教会。
But in the last days, they've become so worldly that the Lord Jesus is outside his own church.
很可惜，这个教会已经变成世俗化了。耶稣基督不在教会里，而在门外。
If you go into the church of Laodicea, what do you see?
你如果走进老底家的教会，你看见什么呢？
Everybody has a nice Bible.
每个人手上都有一本圣经。
People are well dressed.
穿得很漂亮。
They smile at each other.
大家都满带笑容。
The preacher smiles.
牧师也满带微笑。
They're confident in their own ability.
他们对自己的能力很有信心。
But when you look around, where's Jesus?
但是你仔细地看耶稣在哪里呢？
Unless Jesus is here now in his presence, we have nothing.
除非耶稣现在就在这里，那这如果不是如此都没有意思。
So when we open up the New Testament,
所以我们打开新约，
God has been working through 400 silent years among the Jews.
那你就知道在新旧约之间有一个四百年神没有说话，却是
But when,
暗中工作的时候。
But then John the Baptist came,
然后有一天使徒约翰来了。
And what did he say?
使徒约翰说什么呢？
God is here now.
神现在在我们中间。
The kingdom of heaven is here. Repent.
天国近了，悔改。
The Son of God is coming. It's time now.
神的儿子马上就到，现在。
And then what happened?
发生什么事呢?
Jesus came.
你就看见耶稣紧接着就
来了。 What did he preach?
他传什么信息呢?
The time is now. The kingdom of God is here. Repent.
他耶稣也传同样的信息，天国近了，你们现在要悔改。
And what happened?
发生什么事呢?
Many people said, Wow, God is here. And they repented.
那些人当他知道神现在就在我们中间，他们就向神悔改了。
But some people looked at Jesus and they said, I don't see God.
但是有些人看见耶稣却说，我没看见神啊。
But God came.
但是神在他们中间。
And through Jesus began this work of building the church.
神就借着他的儿子做工建立教会。
On the day of Pentecost,The Christians were gathered together in one accord.
在五旬节那一天，这些门徒们聚在一起，同心合意。
And then, God came down.
你会发现，我们的神降临。
And everybody in Jerusalem knew something has happened.
每一个在耶路撒冷的都知道有大事发生了。
And the church was born.
教会诞生了。
And there was this presence of the great I am in their midst.
在他们中间能够感觉到这一位我是在他们中间。
It says in Acts chapter 4, it says, And great grace was upon them all.
第四章讲到有极大的恩惠临在他们的中间。
You just sensed God in the midst of his people.
你就能够感觉到神在这一群中间的真实性。
Now, how can we understand the work of God if God isn't in our midst?
我们怎么可能看见神的工作，却发现神不在中间呢？
But when God is here, and God is Lord, and God is leading, then the work of God gets done.
如果神在我们中间，他是这一切的头，他的工作就一定很显明。
I think that's enough on that question.
好了。
And then just one more question has two parts. I'll just read one part. How can we discern the spiritual authority, whether it's from self or from God?
如何分辨做工作的权柄是来自于自己呢，还是出于神呢？
Now, this is the wrong question.
这个问题有问题。
Now, is this person asking, how do I know when I'm using my authority or when I'm using God's authority?
是不是说当你要运用权柄的时候，到底是用我的权柄呢，还是用神的权柄？
Or is this person asking a question,Now, when my husband tells me something, is it by his authority or is it by God's authority?
或者我的丈夫命令我做这个事情的时候，是用他的权柄呢，还是用神给他的权柄呢？
Now, the question we like to ask is, who has authority here?
那其实我们想问的问题是，在这一群当中，谁有权柄啊？
Because we feel we have some authority too.
因为我们总是觉得自己总有权柄咯。
But the question should really be, who can I submit to?
应该倒过来问，我应该顺服谁？
The church that we saw in the book of Acts, everybody submitted to one another, and they shared everything in common, and they lived in one accord.
在使徒时代的教会，使徒行传中你看见的是这些弟兄姊妹在一起彼此顺服，凡物公用。
It's a wonderful blessing to submit.
能够顺服是一个很大的蒙福的经历。
Now the Lord Jesus is the authority in the church.
当然，在教会里，基督是权柄。
But he does set up leaders and elders.
他在教会中是设立了长老与执事。
There must be, for God's glory, some outward manifestation of order and covering, protection.
要彰显神的荣耀同在，那他有他的次序。
Now, these brothers and those in authority, We wish that they would exercise spiritual authority from God.
那这些弟兄们，我们盼望能够彰显基督的权柄。
Sometimes they exercise their own authority.
但是很不幸的，常常是彰显自己的权柄。
But actually, we have to learn how to submit to our brothers.
对我们来讲，我们要学的是如何的学顺服。
If you submit to a brother, even if they're wrong, now I'm not talking about any extreme here, but God will bless you and protect you.
那么当我们学习顺服的时候，我们有的时候会知道那个你顺服的弟兄可能是错了，但是你还是会蒙福的。当然我在这里不是讲
And so God
完全的错误，就极端的错误，不是指这个说的。
So God protected Sarah when Abraham made the wrong decision about saying that she is a sister.
举一个例子，亚伯拉罕与他的妻子，那么出了事的时候，他要他的老婆说：“我是你的妹妹。”
The Bible makes it clear we're to submit to one another in the fear of Christ.
圣经里面教导就是说，我们彼此顺服在基督里面。
And if we do this, God will bless us.
如果我们存着这个顺服的心，神总是给我们有祝福。
Actually, this is one of the great weaknesses of the church in America.
这个权柄的问题，起码在我住的美国是一个大问题。
Everybody does whatever they want to do.
每一个人都做自己眼中看为对的事。
The people of God, only those with a real heart are willing to submit to one another.
只有对神有心的人才会学习我们彼此的。
So brothers and sisters don't learn to submit. They just do whatever they want. And the church remains very weak.
所以如果在一个聚会的里头，大家都是做自己眼中看为对的事，也没有人要听任何人的话，这个教会是非常软弱的。
Part of this work of God is teaching us how to submit to one another, give place to one another, so that the Lord's life can be manifest in our midst.
所以我们的学习，主今天要我们做的事情是，我们能够彼此顺服，看别人比自己强。
May the Lord help us in these last days.
求主帮助我们在这个幕后的日子。